Welcome, Deep Divers, to today's crucial deep dive into what is, well, arguably the biggest proving ground for online stores, Shopify, Black Friday, Cyber Monday 2025. And this isn't just, you know, a general overview. We've actually custom built this guide just for you. So whether you're mapping out your very first sales event on Shopify, or maybe scaling a growing brand, managing a professional e-commerce powerhouse, or even leading an agency, think of this as your strategic blueprint. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, BFCM, as we all know it. It's really evolved, hasn't it? It's like the ultimate test of readiness, resilience for any online merchant. And the stakes, they are absolutely immense. I mean, just think back to 2024. Shopify merchants, collectively, they just smash records. Over $9.3 billion in sales. And what's maybe even more impressive is just the sheer volume of shoppers. More than 61 million people checked out during that critical BFCM weekend. That's not just big, it's a global thing now.
It truly is immense. And those numbers, they really highlight a powerful paradox, don't they? The opportunities for growth are colossal, absolutely. But so is the competition. It's incredibly intense in this kind of landscape. You know, success isn't really about luck. It's not left to chance. It's meticulously crafted. It comes down to foresight, solid preparation, and absolutely flawless execution. Those billions in sales, they aren't just numbers. They're proof of being proactively, comprehensively ready.
Absolutely. And that really sets the stage perfectly for what we want to do today. Our mission, if you will. We're going to rigorously unpack why BFCM is such a pivotal moment. We'll detail exactly when you should kick off your preparations, plus reveal the truly impactful strategies that, you know, separate the winners in 2025. We'll dissect emerging trends you need to watch, and most importantly, equip you with a concise, actionable checklist, something designed to make this your most successful Black Friday yet. So let's jump right in.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Beyond all the hype, why is BFCM such a monumental deal specifically for Shopify merchants? It feels like it's gone beyond just being a big sale weekend.
You've hit the nail right on the head there. BFCM isn't just another date on the calendar anymore. It's really evolved into the single most significant period to, well, accelerate revenue growth, acquire new valuable customers, and dramatically strengthen your brand's position in the market. But, and this is absolute critical, it's also the absolute peak of competition. Every single brand is vying for attention and customers. They arrive with incredibly high and, frankly, increasingly sophisticated expectations. For 2025, these expectations are sharper than ever. Shoppers demand a seamless, advanced experience. That means a mobile-first shopping experience isn't just a suggestion, it's non-negotiable. We're seeing like over half of Shopify's BFCM orders happening right on mobile devices. They also expect demand, really, a fast, frictionless checkout, zero errors, zero delays. That's table stakes. But the real game changer, I think, for 2025 is this expectation for unique offers, generic, you know, 20% off everything. That kind of thing just won't cut it anymore. Shoppers are too savvy.
That point about unique offers is so important, and it brings up some fascinating data from last year, actually. Shopify reported that stores actively using upsells and, crucially, product bundles saw their average order value jump by 8% compared to stores that didn't. But unique can be tricky, right? Especially for maybe smaller brands with tighter marketing budgets. How do you craft an offer that genuinely stands out? You know, avoid crazy discounts you can't sustain, or overly complex bundles that just confuse people. Where's that line between creative and just messy?
That's an excellent question. It really gets to the core challenge. That 8% AOV increase, it's not just a nice to have. That single metric can absolutely make or break your weekend revenue. For a larger store, that could be hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions. For smaller brands, unique doesn't always have to mean massive discounts. Often it just means value, perceived value. Think curated gift sets. Maybe pairing a bestseller with a lesser known but complementary product helps clear stock too. Or even exclusive early access to new collections. The key is to make the value proposition simple and clear. Like a starter kit bundle, perhaps. Something that solves a specific problem for the customer, clearly priced so they see the saving versus buying items individually. The goal is to make the offer irresistible and, importantly, easy to understand, not just cheaper.
Okay, that makes sense. Focus on perceived value and clarity. Now, here's where it gets really interesting for me. Timing. It feels like timing is everything with BFCM.
Yeah.
We know the most successful stores, they start preparing months ahead. It's definitely not a last-minute scramble in November.
Exactly. Waiting until November. That's just a recipe for absolute chaos, honestly. We've actually distilled a proven timeline you can follow for 2025. It's specifically designed to help you bypass that last-minute panic. It ensures you're stepping into the busiest sales weekend of the year, feeling confident, with a clear battle plan. It really all kicks off in August. That's your critical planning phase. This is when you meticulously review last year's performance, what worked, what didn't. You set precise sales goals for 2025, and you absolutely nail down your featured products and, crucially, how you'll bundle them. Then by September to early October, you really need to be deep into the campaign setup phase. This means creating all your discount codes, building out those crucial email and SMS sequences, you know, the teasers, the reminders, designing your social media creatives, and critically securing all your inventory. Don't underestimate lead times.
Right, especially with the supply chain still being a bit unpredictable sometimes.
Precisely. Then, as late October rolls around, you shift gears into final optimization. This is your dedicated testing window. It's vital. You absolutely must test every single discount code. QA your site speed, especially on mobile. Test the entire checkout flow from adding to cart to the thank you page. Run A/B tests on your key landing pages. Every single component needs to be flawless. Then, during launch week itself, that's November 28th to December 1st this year, your focus pivots entirely to real-time monitoring. You'll likely be adjusting ad budgets daily, maybe even hourly, based on performance, responding dynamically to what's happening, and making sure your customer support team is fully staffed, trained, and ready for that inevitable surge in questions.
And doesn't stop there, right? What about after the main weekend?
Exactly. The work definitely doesn't stop on Cyber Monday. December marks your post-BFCM phase. This is when you retarget all those new customers you acquired. You meticulously analyze your results. What were the key takeaways? What surprised you? Extract every lesson. And then you seamlessly roll straight into your Christmas and New Year promotions. It's really a continuous cycle of optimization and engagement.
That timeline certainly lays out a clear roadmap. But, you know, for many smaller businesses, resource constraints are real. Adhering to such a strict multi-month schedule can be incredibly challenging. If a team has limited bandwidth, limited people, where would you advise them to focus their efforts if they absolutely can't hit every single one of those milestones perfectly?
That's a very practical point and really important. If you're resource constrained, I'd say prioritize two things above all else. First, inventory management. Get your stock right. Know what you have, what you need, make sure it arrives on time. That is absolutely non-negotiable. A stockout is just a guaranteed lost sale. You can't sell what you don't have. Second, core site optimization. Make sure your website can handle the traffic surges and, crucially, provides a frictionless checkout. A slow site or a broken checkout will completely negate all your marketing efforts, no matter how good they are. If you can only really nail two things, make them those. Then maybe layer in a basic email campaign targeting your existing loyal customers. That's your lean, but potentially very potent BFCM strategy.
Okay, inventory and site performance is the absolute foundation. Got it. Mm-hmm. So let's zoom in on strategy then. What does this all truly mean for a Shopify store that wants to win BFCM 2025? We've talked about pulling out the most impactful actions. Let's consolidate them into maybe some key strategic pillars with the why it matters and how you can implement them effectively. This is where the rubber meets the road, right?
Exactly. This blueprint, these pillars, they're designed to cut through the noise. We've identified the key areas that really will separate the successful stores from the ones just getting caught up in the frenzy. Let's call the first pillar strategic offer development in your app arsenal. This goes way beyond just simple discounts. It's about crafting truly irresistible value propositions. We mentioned that 8% AOV increase from bundles earlier. That's huge. For 2025, this means diving deep into smart product bundling, creative Biogo offers, you know, buy one, get one, and strategically designed gift sets or even volume discounts. And this is precisely where tools like, for instance, FastBundle become absolutely indispensable. It helps automate these often complex offers. Think multi-product bundles, tiered volume discounts. It makes it seamless for customers and really maximizes your average order value without needing tons of manual setup. Of course, your app stack also needs solid tools for things like advanced email marketing, review management, and robust SEO. They all work together.
So make the value crystal clear. And make the tech handle the heavy lifting. Makes sense. What's the next big strategic move after you've got those offers dialed in?
Pillar two, predictive inventory and supply chain mastery. So this goes beyond just ordering early. We're talking about really mastering predictive inventory management. This means leveraging data, not just last year's sales figures, but looking at market trends, what competitors are doing, maybe even social sentiment to anticipate demand with hopefully surprising accuracy. The goal isn't just to avoid stockouts, though that's critical. It's also about optimizing your holding costs, making sure your most profitable bundles are always available, and preventing those frustrating bottlenecks with things like packaging and shipping materials. Nothing kills sales faster than seeing out of stock.
Right, the dreaded out of stock message. Okay, so mastering inventory, what's next? Data, I assume?
Pillar three, absolutely. Data-driven optimization and continuous learning. Your past performance is basically your prologue for BFCM. you absolutely must analyze last year's data with a fine-tooth comb. Which products were the blockbusters? Which campaigns kind of fell flat? Critically, where did customers abandon their carts most frequently? And why? This historical data is your most reliable guide for planning 2025. It informs your product selections, your messaging, even figuring out the right discount thresholds. Don't just guess. Let your own data lead the way.
That makes perfect sense. Data is definitely king. But shifting gears a bit, when it comes to the actual performance of the site itself during that peak time, what are the absolute non-negotiables there?
Okay, pillar four, mobile first conversion mastery and rock solid site performance. Look, if your store isn't perfectly optimized for mobile, you are effectively invisible to, what, over 70% of BFCM traffic now? It's staggering. And this isn't just about whether it looks okay on a phone screen, basic responsiveness. It's about deep micro-optimizations. Think about implementing things like accelerated mobile pages, AMP, or maybe progressive web apps, PWAs, where it makes sense. Streamlining tap targets so they're easy to hit. Reducing form fields maybe by 50% for guest checkout to speed things up. Use tools like Google PageSpeed Insights, but look specifically at the mobile score. Pinpoint image compression issues, render blocking resources, things that cost milliseconds, which absolutely translate into lost sales on mobile. And as we mentioned, you have to stress test your site for traffic spikes, compress images ruthlessly, remove any unused apps bogging things down, and double check, triple check that your hosting infrastructure can actually handle massive surges without slowing down or crashing. A slow site will lose sales, period.
Micro optimizations. I like that framing. It really highlights those tiny details adding up to a smooth experience. Okay, what about the customer journey once they're actually on your optimized site?
Right. Pillar five, seamless customer journey and checkout excellence. This pillar is all about making it completely effortless for shoppers to actually buy from you. First step, optimize your product pages. Highlight the benefits, not just features. Embed urgency copy like countdown timers or low stock indicators. Display customer reviews prominently. Social proof is huge. And make those bundles you created super visible and easy to understand. Your product pages are where the conversion decision really happens. Second, you have to perfect the checkout experience. Enable guest checkout, don't force account creation. Use autofill capabilities where possible. Prominently display trust badges, SSL certificates, payment logos, a broken promo code, a glitch in the payment gateway. These can cost you thousands in lost sales very quickly. I personally saw a merchant lose nearly six figures during one flash sale because a single discount code wasn't applying correctly. It's painful to watch. So the takeaway, test every single component religiously. Discount codes, the entire checkout flow, all your app integrations, payment methods. Test it even if it feels redundant. Test it again.
Wow, six figures from one code glitch. That really drives home the need for testing. Okay, so site's fast, checkout is smooth. What about getting people there and keeping them engaged?
Pillar six, hyper-personalized marketing and engagement. Your marketing efforts for BFCM need to be both meticulously pre-planned and highly personalized. You can't just blast generic messages anymore. First, schedule your campaigns way ahead of time. Pre-plan all your social media posts, your email blasts, your ad sequences. We know that merchants who prepare these things in advance typically see 30-40% higher engagement rates. Crucially, craft segmented email and SMS flows. Don't send the same message to everyone. Send teasers to build anticipation. Offer early access invites to loyal customers. Send targeted reminders based on browsing history or past purchases. Personalized campaigns can genuinely boost revenue by over 30%. Also, really plan your social ads strategically. You need campaigns for initial reach, but also powerful retargeting campaigns to bring people back who visited but didn't buy. Test your ad creatives' early images, videos, copy, see what resonates with your audience before the big weekend. Social ads drive immense traffic during BFCM, and definitely, absolutely set up abandoned cart recovery. Automated emails or SMS reminders bringing shoppers back. These are absolutely critical for recapturing lost sales during those peak traffic periods. It's basically found money.
Those personalized campaigns really do seem key, especially when everyone's shouting for attention. But thinking beyond the immediate sale, what about the experience after BFCM? The part that builds loyalty?
Great point. Pillar seven, post-purchase logistics and customer loyalty. Beyond just having clear shipping and return policies, this is about actively engineering frictionless shipping and returns. Can you leverage automated return portals so customers can initiate returns themselves? Can you negotiate better express shipping rates to manage expectations during that peak demand? Maybe offer buy online, pick up in store, boo PIS, if you have physical locations. A really seamless, easy return experience can actually boost future purchases. It builds trust. Also, really focus on your loyal customers. They're your MVPs. Offer them VIP early access to deals, exclusive bundles nobody else sees, or maybe double reward points during BFCM. Your loyal base is genuinely your fastest, most profitable path to sales during this period. And finally, related to that, prepare your support team. BFCM traffic inevitably means more questions, more potential issues. Train your team thoroughly on the offers, extend coverage hours, and definitely utilize live chat effectively to answer questions quickly and prevent potential drop-offs right before checkout.
Okay, that's a really comprehensive, powerful strategic framework for BFCM 2025.
Mm-hmm.
It really covers the full spectrum, tech, marketing, operations, customer experience. It's about being proactive and precise across that whole journey.
Absolutely. And maybe if we connect this to the even bigger picture,
mm-hmm.
let's just quickly zoom out and consider what foundational shifts and trends are really going to define success for you in 2025 and probably beyond. First, as we touched on, AI-powered personalization is rapidly moving beyond being a novelty. It's becoming mainstream. This will range from hyper-tailored product recommendations, you know, the kind that feel almost psychic, to even potentially AI-generated product bundles designed specifically for individual shoppers based on their profile. The question for you is, are you just implementing AI tools or are you truly integrating AI into improving your customer experience?
That's a really key distinction. Integration, not just implementation.
Exactly. Second, mobile shopping. We keep saying it, but it bears repeating. It isn't just dominant, it's the absolute default now. If your store isn't perfectly optimized for mobile speed, flow, ease of transaction, you're not just missing out. You are effectively invisible to a huge chunk of the market. Third, post-purchase upsells. These are becoming an expectation now, not just a clever tactic. Shoppers almost anticipate relevant, easy, one-click offers immediately after they complete their initial checkout. This is such a critical, often underutilized revenue lever. Fourth, sustainability and ethical shopping considerations will increasingly influence buying decisions. This is particularly true among younger consumers like Gen Z who really prioritize these values. How transparent is your supply chain? What's your brand's actual stance on environmental or social issues? These questions will matter more and more.
Yeah, brand values are definitely becoming more prominent.
They really are. Fifth, early Black Friday promotions are clearly growing. We see brands launching deals earlier and earlier in November, trying to capture demand before that peak weekend frenzy. It's becoming a race to grab attention first. This raises an interesting challenge, though. How do you maintain a sense of urgency if your deals are actually live for several weeks? That requires careful messaging. And finally, number six, interactive social commerce is absolutely exploding. Platforms like TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest, with their shoppable ads, integrated checkouts right within the app, they are no longer just optional channels. They're becoming essential for reaching and converting customers, especially younger demographics. The question isn't really if you're on social media anymore, but how effectively are you actually converting sales directly there?
So putting it all together, Shopify Black Friday, Cyber Monday is intense. It's undeniably a huge amount of work, but it is also, without question, the single biggest growth opportunity of the entire year for pretty much any online store, regardless of its size.
Absolutely. The stores that consistently come out on top year after year are the ones that prepare early. They think creatively about their offers and the overall customer experience, and they focus relentlessly on delivering excellence, really, from that very first click all the way through to the post-purchase follow-up and beyond. It is truly a marathon, not just a sprint over one weekend.
So for any merchant listening right now, the call to action seems pretty clear. Start planning now. Seriously, don't wait. Secure your inventory. Build those strategic bundles that you know will resonate with your audience. Schedule your campaigns well in advance. And please, please ensure your store is technically bulletproof. Every single hour of preparation you invest right now will pay back many, many times over when BFCM actually arrives.
And I just add, if you really align your store, your strategy with these evolving trends we've discussed, you'll not only position yourself to win BFCM 2025, you'll also build incredible momentum that will carry you forward for the entire year ahead. So thanks for diving deep with us today. And truly, here's to making your Shopify BFCM 2025 the most successful one you've ever had.